Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. You're tuned in to Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee, where we talk about all things sex, relationships, intimacy, sex, love, and hey, more sex. Because, honey, around here, it ain't your mama's talk. Hello, darlings. Happy hump day and welcome to Front Porch Sex Talk. Yes, I know. I'm sure you've missed me. I hope you've missed me. I was, the past couple of weeks were a little unexpected. I was out on the road doing what I do best. That's working and teaching and preaching sex. And then last week I was just sicker than a dog. I literally thought I was going to die. So tonight though, I am back, and we are talking red, hot, and sacred sex, because, you know, a lot of people think that to have red, hot, and sacred sex, that it's some deep, dark sin, and it's not, or that it has to be done as if there was, you know, a cameraman and props there to do a movie, and it's not, or even when they hear the word sacred used with sex, you know, most people think that it's done to procreate, or, you know, you're having very vanilla sex in a very holy way, and it's not all that. You know, sometimes we just drift apart, and life happens, and we lose ourselves and our partner, and not to mention our sex lives in the process of it all. So tonight, I have a very special guest. I have Michael with me, and we are going to be talking about red, hot, and sacred sex. How are you, darling?
Oh, doing just fine, ma'am.
Good. Well, thank you for being on the front porch with me tonight. I know it was, I think it just was meant to happen this way.
I do believe so. Yes, ma'am. I believe so.
Are you nervous?
No, dog.
Okay, good. All right. Y'all hear that Texas twang in him? I'm blushing. I'm not even going to lie. I got this cheesy grin. I'm blushing. Oh, okay. So what do you consider, if you were to hear, well, let me back it up a bit. Red Hot and Sacred is a chapter that I wrote with Renee Savant. She is the author of What Your Mama, the Bible, and Porn Never Taught You About Sex. And if you haven't gotten your free copy of that ebook, why the hell not? I've been talking about it and preaching about it. You can go to holisticsexeducation.com and get it. It's free. I said free and I didn't stutter. Go get it. The book is amazing. So many people that have gotten it were just, you know, in awe of it. And I wrote chapter 4. And that's exactly what I'm talking about tonight. Yes, I'm a day late for Valentine's, which I hope everybody had a fabulous Valentine's Day, and you got you some Valentine's Day nookie. And by the way, phone lines are open tonight, so if you want to call in and say hello or ask questions or, you know, give a shout out or something, you can call in at 646-668-2166. Okay, Michael. If you hear the phrase red, hot, and sacred, what does that bring to your mind? What do you think about when you hear that?
Well, I think that's a person's sex life right there with their wife is what it should be. You know, I mean, with that going and being said, you know, just because you get married, it's not done. It's not over. You know, it's, you keep it going. You know, You get there, you get down to the refinement of it, even if it takes to the point to where you have to take a special day off to where you can't be with the boys or something like that. Just take that one day with your wife and make it special for her. That's what it takes. I mean, it's not what everybody thought thinks it is. Oh Lord, it's either porn or it's forbidden by the church. There are laws right now in the state of Texas, in Coontz, Texas, that says you cannot have sex with your wife other than face to face. Now that is horseshit. Is exactly what that is. I can promise you that right now. That's
face
horseshit.
To face, like missionary face.
That's right. That's all you can do. That's it. You're looking at me. I'm looking at you. That's it. Oh.
So, you know, he can't turn her over, smack that
nope.
ass,
nope.
grab some hair.
Can't do it. Laws in Texas, you can't do it. It's the local laws, not state, mind you. So
for those
anybody,
that are missing out, or what county is that?
It's Coontz. Coontz, Texas.
Anybody in Coontz County has never had it from behind, you're missing out, darlings. You might want to
might
want to step out of the county line.
There you go.
Right off the bat, people, here we go.
But, I mean, you know, it was intention to be exactly the fulfillment of a marriage and what it should be, which is a man who loves a woman so much that he's going to stop and take all his time just to expend it. It's not about making babies. It's not about making porn. You know,
I like that movie you did.
You know, it's you yeah, you would.
Okay, but, carry on.
But no, it really is. I mean, you keep on, you carry on, and you make your woman feel special, and you take a day out to make sure that happens. Because if you don't, somebody else will. I can promise you that.
Exactly. You know, and it goes both ways. You know, life happens. You have your play dates, you have work, and you know, I am the poster child of workaholics. I mean, you can look that up in the dictionary. You've got my picture right there. But when I have someone special in my life, I do make time for them, or try to, for the most part. And I think, you know, when I was writing Red Hot and Sacred, I put myself in that position so that I could, you know, it's a personal thing for me as well, because I know a lot of other people go through it. And you have to set time aside for each other. First, you have to set aside time for yourself, because if Monica's no good, Monica's not going to be a good mom. Monica's not going to be a good lover.
It's a pyramid.
Yeah. So do you do that? Do you take time for yourself?
Yes, I do.
And what do you do?
I hunt. I fish. I get away with wilderness.
Now you're talking dirty. Hunting and fishing. I miss that.
Well, that's just because you like
it. I know. Whatever else. I'm sure there's women out there who like other things. That's just a personal thing for me. But, and do you put time limits on yourself to do that, or are you?
Yeah, I do. Considering, you know, because
you're a dad, right?
I am, yes. And outside of that, you know, I coach football. My whole life has revolved around my boys. So, I mean, I have very little time to focus for myself, and then I also have my elderly mom I take care of too. So, I mean, you know, there's very little time exactly for me. So, I try to make whatever I have with that woman that's special. I try to make it the best it can be for her. So, I mean, that's exactly what it takes. I mean, nobody has all the time.
No,
but
no.
You have this time to make it special for this person.
Right.
Is how it is. Just my thoughts on it.
And it's right. You have, and I go back to, you have to take care of yourself first, because if you're running on fumes, you're not going to be able to take care of anybody, because then you start to resent people for it. You might not want to be the best dad, or be the best mom, or be the best lover, or be the best husband, be the best wife. And you have to take time for yourself. And with all of that being said, with Red Hot and Sacred, you know, it's not a sin, it isn't porn, and it ain't church. And you have to set the intention. That's the first thing, first and foremost. And to set that intention, you, just like you put play dates on the calendar for kids or
golf dates.
Exactly. Golf, hunting, fishing,
hunting, whatever,
you know, if you fish, you know, tournaments or whatever, if you're going to, if it's that important to you that you're saying, I can't do this because I got this going on, or we've got whatever play dates or soccer practice, whatever, then you can put you and your lover on the calendar. And that's something that I strongly suggest.
Now, Monica, I will say this at this point in time, you do have the workaholics. You have the guys that just, they absolutely work all the time.
Exactly.
They work all the time. And they can never call in sick. They're always the guy that somebody calls into. Now, that guy right there, he needs to be the guy that calls in sick that one day he hasn't done out of 365 days times three and say, look, I'm sick and I'm having a day with my wife. That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just me. That's just a word according to Mike, but, you know.
Well, you know, I agree because I used to be, oh gosh, before I was doing this big girl job, I worked all the time. And I mean, even more as if I could work enough now. And there were just days when I was like, no, I'm not coming in today. I'm letting you know in 2 days I'm going to have cramps.
Right.
I'm
exactly.
going to have cramps.
Exactly. That's exactly
my
what
throat's starting to hurt. Yeah. I know it's going to hurt even more in 3 days. I'm taking off, you know. And, you know, you do have to take special consideration for that because if not, you're just going to keep drifting farther and farther apart until you don't even – know each other anymore, or you don't their touch is unfamiliar to you.
Because at the end of the day, if you don't know your wife and you don't know, I mean, you're working for nothing being your husband because your wife has drifted away, your kids are obviously going to go with their mother. So, I mean, you know, that's how it goes, you know? So you have to stop and set that one day aside.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that date night. You have to have that day to where it's me, you, don't feel like it's work. I mean, throw everything else away, and that's my day with you, the woman that I love, that I chose to have children and make a life with, and tell everybody else to go to hell,
mm-hmm.
is the way I say it.
Yeah. You know, because we lose sight of each other. We lose sight of the love that we have for each other, and we just go through the
motions.
We just go through the motions. We just become, you know, robots in our own lives, and we need to set that intention, literally put it on a calendar. I tell couples that I work with, get you a calendar, get you a sexy calendar, put it in your bedroom. Ain't nobody got to know what's going on in your bedroom. First of all, nobody needs to be in your bedroom except you and your lover. And again, if you can put everything else on a calendar, make sure you put, you know, call it whatever, but put it on the calendar. Because when you're setting that intention, you are recognizing your partner. And you want to do that to show each other that the love is still there. The commitment you have to each other is still there. You know, you can tell them all day, all night that you love them. You can buy them things. You can show them, you know, things. You can take them places. I love you all day long. I love you all night long. But it's until you can be completely bare in that moment, vulnerable, that is when, I mean, they call it making love for a reason.
Right.
And it's when you are in that moment. That's when it's just the two of you, and it's so fucking magical. That's where the sex magic happens. And again, that's why it's called making love. So you always want to set that intention first. And a lot of people are like,
I don't have time for that.
I don't have time for it. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. We got to make time for it. You got to pencil it in.
Exactly.
It's that simple.
It is. It's that simple. Because again, if you can go out and do other stuff, then you can put that on the calendar. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your lover. You owe it to your relationship. And next, if we're gonna go in order,
by all means,
you okay? You good?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. All right. Once you set that intention, I always tell people that you want to prepare the space, and I'm huge on that. I am huge. My treehouse, my upstairs is my sanctuary, and it's sacred. I never take my computer up there. I never take my laptop up there. I never take my tablets up there. I take nothing up there except my dog and myself.
You took me up there.
One time. Anyway, so I showed you the space to prepare for tonight's show.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, yeah, the space is prepared. And a lot of people are like, what does that even mean to prepare space? If I were to tell you, you know, when you go home and you're with your lover, do you prepare space? Is your space prepared to have relations with your lover? What would you say?
Well, I mean, no, not at this point in time. But if I was going to be the lover to prepare space, I mean, you know, guys, I mean, you know, we're hard ass, man. Hell, we drink, we hunt, we fish, we do our thing, we rock out bands, whatever your thing is. I mean, take that one day and get out there and, you know, make that bedroom, have a trail of rose petals, whatever. Have candles burn. I've done it before. And I mean, I promise you, it wasn't deer horns on the wall and stuff like that.
Read this, didn't you?
I'm just reading it from real life. I mean,
I knew we were on the same way.
You know, you get out there, you get it ready. Even a bath, you know, it may not even be the bedroom. Maybe the bathroom. Maybe your woman works. Go out there, throw some lavender in the tub, a little bit of rose petals floating around, big bubbles and everything. Let it happen that way. You know, she's tired. You know, she's the same as you. You know, everybody's fighting the same fight.
Yeah.
You know, whether man or woman. You're both fighting just to try to make it in this world. That's all there is to it.
Exactly. But, you know, I take it a step further. I have that space prepared at all times. Like I said, my bedroom, sacred space. And, again, nothing ever goes up there unless I allow it to go up there. My work. I don't take anything up there because I don't want to, contaminate that sexy energy that I have up there with work. I don't want to bring any kind of other vibes up there. If I'm stressed out about work or if I'm stressed out about whatever, I leave it down here because once I start going up the stairs, it's all about the Golden Girls and I'm hanging out with Blanche, Rose, Dorothy, and Sophia on the Hallmark Channel. Okay. And you know, that's where I go through my DVR and I start watching all my shows. That's my guilty pleasure up there. And I sip my cup of tea, but I don't take anything up there that's negative because I don't want, if and when I ever have a lover, I don't want my sexy vibe up there to be polluted with work or other shit that doesn't matter. So I tell couples to prepare that space. And by doing that, take the deer horns out. Take the golf clubs out. Maybe put new sheets and linens or whatever. Make it sacred to the two of you.
Well, I agree with that. And that's why my reason was the bathroom is the easiest thing to do because, you know, the woman ultimately owns the bathroom.
You know,
all guys are just renting, you know. So,
you know, and kids especially. Kids do not belong in the bedroom.
No.
They don't. They do not belong no. in bed with you. You want to talk about
not in the
fluffy?
Bed, not in the bedroom.
No.
You put them in their bed. You put them in their toddler bed. You put them in their bassinet, whatever. You do not allow them in your bedroom unless you want a very bad situation, because it will grow to an enormous
exactly.
size.
It's
going to
be
you
want, and I say this with all due respect, it's the ultimate cock blocker.
Yes.
And the guys are out there pissed off because, you know, that you're not getting any. Well, it's because you no longer have any space for yourself, because you've got kids in the living room, you've got kids in the bedroom, you've got toys all over. There's nothing sexy or appealing
about
it.
Let me ask you this. Did your child grow up in a bassinet, then they grew up in their own bed,
mm-hmm.
and they never once slept in the bed with you, right?
No.
My children never did either.
And,
no.
Yeah.
My children never slept in the bed with me. They slept in a toddler bed. They slept in a bassinet if they were younger. And then they had their own room. They had their own place. Even if there was more than one kid, they had bunk beds then. And they slept together. They were never, ever allowed in the bedroom. That is the one thing you do not do.
No, I agree. I mean, you need to clear that room of toys. If you have to take out your deer horns and your guns or whatever, I do. Guns is something different because you just never know. Baseball bat, knife, whatever.
Depending on your neighborhood.
Exactly. Depending on what you got going on there, you know. But clear it. Again, you want to make this someplace that you and your lover cannot wait to go to. Turn off your phones.
Never look at the phone with another person.
No,
if you want that.
I know, I've been
don't.
Rude. I've been sitting here, but I'm doing promo.
No. Hey, you're working. It's okay.
But, you know, when it comes time for you and him to start to connect, or you and her to connect, turn off your phones. Put them up. Turn off the electronics. I'll even turn off the Golden Girls if I ever get a lover. I'm telling you. I mean, that's some deep shit right there. I love me some Golden Girls at night. And anything that has the potential to interrupt your special time, remove it. You know, that will clear all the distractions. Because the last thing you want to do is be mid-thrust and you get a distraction.
Oh, I got a call. Sorry, got to go.
Unless you are on call in your job, then, you know, do it in the living room or whatever. But don't take it in the bedroom. My phone is always on silent or on vibrate at night because I haven't. You know, I've got too much going on, and I don't have a lover, so I'm good. I'm good to have it. But you want to honor them by doing that. And that's coming into the next part that I'm talking about, is honoring each other. And when, you know, the time comes, you want to honor that person as your goddess or your warrior or your lover. And you want to acknowledge them for being in your life, for being that special part of your life,
right.
Putting up with everything that you do.
Exactly. You call it just like it is, Monica. I mean, you know, you call it honor each other. I call it respect each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. It's the same, you know, look, I'm going to respect you, and I'm going to set this time aside for you. I'm going to respect you. I'm going to set this time aside for you. And it goes on both sides, whether it's a man with a busy job and he's making $1 million a year, cut it off for this time.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the woman right here. Oh, I've got the kids. We got football. I know, because I've been in football. I coach you. I do all that. We got all that. Cut it off for night. They ain't going to make it to practice, whatever. Whatever happens. They're not going to make it to practice. They're not going to make it to choir lessons, whatever. And y'all come together, and both of y'all shut everything off and come together. I promise you, if you follow these steps, that will be the best thing and promote it'll promote a relationship like you've never seen.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, when you are honoring each other, it's a reflection of everything that you are to her, everything that she is to you. And that, it doesn't have to be a set time, you know, for 5 minutes. I'm going to look at you in the eye and we're going to acknowledge each other. And
no, because then that makes it structured.
Exactly.
You don't want to do that.
You want to just let it go with the flow. You know, you want to look in each other's eyes and just connect body, mind, and soul. And really, really, really take that time to open yourself up to your lover. Open yourself up to him, to her. And take notice of each other's bodies. This is where that whole, I don't know what I look like. I don't care what I look like. Oh, my God, I've got, you know, saggy boobs or hail damage on my ass or, you know, whatever. Or, you know, guys, whatever you're in. Where guys
are I didn't trim in 3 days. Or, you know, I'm up here. I didn't throw deodorant on in a day or two. You know what I mean? You never know. The guys go to the gym. They don't give a shit. You know, they go back and forth. You get these pretty boys want to be like they always look and smell good. You know.
If you're at the gym and you're looking and smelling good, you're not working out. You're just.
That's it.
You don't need to be there.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, the bodies are the temple, and that is what we make love with. And everybody, every form, fashion, size, and shape, and color of the human body is abso-fucking-lutely beautiful in my eyes. And, you know, with that said, we need to honor it as well as adore it and speak words of love and adoration to each other. And, you know, I like your beard. It's pretty hot. Or,
thank you.
I'm just saying, you know, I like this about you, or thank you for taking out the trash for me today, or thank you for texting me this morning. Whatever, speak those words of honor and adoration to him, to her. You know, you look pretty today, or how was your day? But when you said
that, I don't know how you handled all them kids at one time.
But you know,
good job.
Ask it from a way, because when you are in your sacred space, there is no talk of work. There is no talk of kids. There's no talk of, I had a shit-tabulous day. It's a little shitty, but still fucking fabulous. That's a Monica-ism, by the way. You don't want any of that in the bedroom. If you're going to ask her how her day was, let it be known. You know, just like in 50 Shades of Grey, they go into the playroom and he's like, did you see 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
Really?
No. I don't need woman's porn. I make my own.
Moment of silence. Damn, son.
It ain't bragging if you can do it.
That's right. That's right. But in the first 50 Shades, I didn't read the books. I still haven't read the books, but I did see the movie. You know, he's talking about when he takes her to the playroom and he says there are specific guidelines. When you go in here, I want you to kneel down, you take off your clothes and you're there and you put your hair in a braid and you sit there with your hands a certain way and you wait for me. And that's, I'm not saying you need to be that way when you're going into your bedroom, unless you're into that, which is can be kind of hot, you know, a little smack on the ass there, smack there. A little hair pulling there. Anyway, I'm getting off subject. Okay, so. But you need to have that acknowledgement going into your sacred space. I'm doing the whole air quotes as if I'm talking in front of people. You need to acknowledge. Okay, Mike, we're not going in there. We're not going to talk about our shitty days. We're going to talk about that in the kitchen while we're cutting up some food and whatever. When we go into our sacred space, we're not talking about kids and how, you know, if they were bad today or bills or whatever. We don't want to contaminate that. So that's part of honoring each other is we're gonna handle it outside, but I'm coming into the bedroom now to love you, to cherish you, to honor you, to adore you.
The bedroom is the sanctic door.
Exactly.
Is exactly what that is.
It is.
There's a ring around there that the kids.
Your bed is now your altar.
Or the world, or work or kids or whatever cannot penetrate that bedroom door.
Exactly.
That's pretty much how it needs to go.
Exactly. Your bed has now become your altar.
That's it.
And when I will never forget one of the first times I was talking about this to people, when I put it that way and said, your bed is now your altar, that group of people were like, holy shit, I never thought about it that way. Yes, people, it is. It is your altar. That is where your sacred sex happens. Red hot sacred sex happens.
And to go back to say it's not in porn, it's not in the Bible or nothing else, but it says that the bride chamber is right there. Your bed is exactly what it should be.
Yeah, that's where you are honoring your lover. That is where you are adoring your lover. That is where your sex magic happens. There's just, you, a lot of times, I always talk about this on air on my other show. People are just humping to hump. They're just humping without a purpose. They're just, because, you know, your loved one, your penis.
That one looks good. Let's bang it.
Yeah. You know, people just bring anything and everything into their beds.
Come on. Let's do it.
How you doing?
How you doing? You don't get naked.
And, you know, you are I'm not telling you not to hump everything. You do what you want. But I'm just saying, if you're in a relationship, and whether you're married or in a committed relationship, you want to have sex not just because your dick is hard. Ooh, did I say dick? I sure did. I usually call it the love one, but for this purpose and to make it that.
That makes my sticker pick out on
this. You want to be able to, I want to make love to my lover. I want to feel you. I don't just want to, for all intents and purposes, I don't want to just fuck you. I want to make love to you. You agree on that?
That's right.
That's right. I mean, there is a time to fuck and there's a time to make love. And that's, to me, that is the ultimate warrior for me, is to have him know the difference between making love to me and fucking me and going in between. Because there's times when you do need that raw, carnal, you need that raw, carnal, passionate fuck.
Need that quickie.
Mm-hmm. You need to just, and it's like I say, fuck, don't fight. You know, a lot of people go out there and they want to waste all their breath and energy fighting. And I'm like, why? We're not going to get a divorce over this. We're not going to break up over this. Let's just fuck.
That's it.
I don't want to fight with you.
Fuck it out till we figure it out.
There we go. That's how it is. So, you know, with all of that, again, that's part of honoring your lover. Once you have that intention set and you've prepared your sacred space, you've got that bed now as your altar, and you've honored each other, then you go on the journey. And, you know, and sex is more than just tearing at each other for a few minutes and having that big O at the end. Sex doesn't always have to be about that big O.
No.
Sex is more about the pleasure than it is about the orgasm. Although orgasms are fucking fabulous. But once you start to feel that pleasure and have that pleasure, then the orgasms will follow. Some people don't reach. They're so fixated on, I got to make her come. Oh, baby, I'm going to make you come. I'm going to make you have that big O, because I'm the man.
I'm going to make your eyes roll back in your head. Not.
And it doesn't happen, because maybe he beat her to the punch, or maybe she's so, you know, feels under so much pressure that she can't relax enough to have that.
Oh, God forbid, maybe somebody else made it happen at that point in time and he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. You know, maybe it was rushed or interruptions, you know, kids, phones, TVs, whatever. That's why you need to take it all out. But I tell people, go slow. Savor every minute, every little bit of it. Feel every vibration. You know, a lot of people are like, you know, I tell people, if you surrender to your lover, if you just let go, and not like that whole 50 Shades, whips and chains and floggers kind of thing, but when you surrender and you want them to have the most pleasure, that's when you gain the most pleasure. Given, and we are coming upon steak and blowjob day in a month, y'all, and I'm using that as an example. Just as an example, when I tell women, you know, when you are going down on your man, you are in charge of his pleasure, in charge of his orgasm at that point. And you are in power. You are in control. And you are hearing every vibration. You're feeling every bit of it from him. And you hear all of his moans and his sighs and his sounds. That's fucking hot. That alone can trigger an orgasm, and all of the orgasmic energy that's coming from him will flow into you. And honey, let me tell you, without him even penetrating you or touching you, you can have the most amazing orgasm. Trust me, because when you're in sync with each other and you become one, that orgasmic energy is flowing from him to you and you to him, and it's just like this perfect circle, and you just don't want to stop. And that's when you start having that simultaneous orgasm, and you are now on that journey. Agree? You good over there?
I agree. I agree with you.
Faster does not always mean better.
No, it doesn't.
Sex is not all about how fast you can have that exploding moment. It's about the communion of
and
your
soul.
And
that's where the whole part of this, porn don't mean great sex. It don't. I mean,
no, that shit is days.
You can ask porn people, and they're like, was this the best sex you ever had? They're like, no, actually.
No, because usually they have their lovers that are standing
exactly
on the sidelines watching them.
Porn is bullshit. You know, it's staged.
It's staged. And
it's staged sex.
I mean, how many times, not that I've ever watched porn, I'm just saying. But I'm just, you know, how many times have you seen the girl? She's looking over because she's looking at the direction of, okay, what do I need to do? Do I need to moan louder? And she starts going louder, you know? But she's not even paying attention.
Yeah.
You know, and how?
She's looking over there, side. She's like, oh, my God. It's the most amazing thing ever. Directed on cue.
There you go. So, you know, it comes down to,
by that being said,
there's nothing. Okay.
Hey, I've had many a woman yield underneath me. Just being a damned old country boy down there, we's fishing and hunting and doing whatever. I've heard that same sound too, without direction.
There you go. There you go. You know, it's all about, because she was connected to you, wasn't
That's
she?
That's right.
She was connected
right,
to you. She surrendered to you.
Yes, ma'am.
And she was probably like, I'm so into you, I want every fucking bit of you. There you go. And that's where the journey starts. And that can be the most beautiful experience. I call it soul fucking, without sounding so harsh, you know, soul.
Don't take my soul, Monica. Don't take my soul.
You know, that's the most beautiful experience, is soulgasms. You know, when you can have that and you slow down enough, because everything has to be so damn fast. You know, when I was in Europe, I was,
it's all about speed, ain't it, from there.
It was, everybody was just walking so slow and eating their pizza. Because, I mean, every place you went to, there was always the best pizza here. No, we've got the best pizza. And, you know, they're not in a rush. Here, we're in a rush to get through traffic. We're in a rush to get through the day. We're in a rush to get through, dinner. We're in a rush so we can sit down and watch our two-hour program of, okay, don't judge me, but I watched Celebrity Apprentice, okay? Don't judge me. Or whatever show we're watching, but, and we'll take time to watch that. But now we have DVR to where we can fast forward to the commercial so we don't have to sit there for 2 hours. And
but you're also recording it while you're at work, so you can do it.
Exactly. So we try to compact everything in, and we're in a rush to have sex so we can go to sleep.
I'll just give it to you. I've seen that. I tell you what, I have seen that a million times. Oh, come on. Let's just do it. And just...
Yeah, let me just lay here.
Come on. Just do it. And it's like, it's just... It's nothing different to animals going at it at
exactly.
that time. It ain't worth shit.
Exactly. I mean, you just got to slow it down and savor each other. Because let me tell you what, you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You don't know if you're going to, you know, in the minute we walk out of that door, heaven forbid something happens.
They may not be there.
Exactly. Each breath is a gift. So don't ever take your lover for granted. Don't ever take... So there's people out there who never had sex before. Never, ever, ever had sex before. Never even masturbated before.
Make your babies come out naked.
Yeah.
Masturbate and make your babies come out naked.
Well, you know... Y'all get that one? So, you know, we have to just celebrate each other. If you want, if you're that type of person that wants to do it once a week and you think you're good with that, okay. Just like Valentine's Day. Everybody thinks, oh, I got to amp. If, honey, let me tell you, if you wait for that one day to celebrate your female, your lover, your wife, your goddess, then you are failing the other 364 days. And Sister Chicks, if you wait till March the 14th or his birthday to give a blowjob, you're failing those other 363 days a year.
And hey, boys, I'm going to tell y'all something. If y'all think you're just waiting on the other lady to come in there and give you some of that, boys, you got to work hard. Hey, you work hard every day. It's your job, right? You work hard for what means the best to you, and that's your family, and that's your woman, all right?
That's right.
You set that fishing date aside. You set that buddy date aside, and you make time for your woman, all right? Just work according to Mike, but hey, take it as it is. Or leave it like you found it.
That was some deep stuff there. Oh, good. And I know, because I've known you, I know that that is, you're true blue when you're saying that. You're not just blowing smoke up, you know, people's asses when you say that. I know, I've known you, so I know that that's true blue. I know you're saying that from the heart, and it's absolutely right. And the same thing goes for women. You know, you expect this and that from your man. And this is where I lose a lot of women. And because everybody wants to, we are in a selfish day and time now.
Yes.
Just like he says, you know, guys, you've got to work hard and take care of her. Girlfriends, sister chicks, you got to do the same thing. You know, and I guess maybe I'm different. I like to cook for my men.
The problem is you can't, it's really hard for both. Like, you get a man that's working, you get a woman that's working. It's really hard because they're both throwing the same thing, just try to have that big, nice house. And they're all throwing up the same thing that's absolute greatness. And it ain't like that. You know, you go down, both of you could be damn near as happy living in a mud hut down there on the river.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, if they actually figured it out that they wasn't part of the system. You ever seen The Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
It honestly is like that.
Yeah.
It takes a man and a woman out, both of them trying to make it. And, We gotta have the mansion. This is how we are. This is our house. Come on. Come on over for the Halloween party. Come on.
Yeah, true.
We have put everything up right now. And then at the end of the day, it's like he's sleeping on the couch. She's sleeping up there.
Exactly.
She's fucking fighting the kids. He's down there just hoping to get to work the next morning on time.
Yeah. And you can't do that. Sometimes you have to step back and see what really matters most.
That's right.
And you realize what's going to, I mean, yeah, you got help.
Was it each other or was it the position?
Exactly.
What meant more?
You've
was
got
it
him.
Each other or was it the position?
Yeah. Sometimes you have to step back and see what matters most. And sometimes you might have to step down a bit, because if you're losing each other and you're losing yourself, is it all worth that?
Do you feel like I embarrassed you on your radio show? Did I do well?
We're still on air.
Oh. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're still on air.
Okay.
But no, you're not embarrassing me at all. You're speaking the truth. So, and that's why I said it just worked out that you were here, because you are one of those good guys, and I know because I've known you, that you're speaking the truth. So once you've done all of that and you've gone on that blissful ride together and you've gone on that journey and you've had some amazing soul sex, you want to give gratitude to each other, just like you cook a meal or you clean the house and, you know, whatever it may be, you want to say you want to thank you. You want to be appreciated. That's what it means to give gratitude, to be thankful to the other person, to give gratitude for them being in your life and part of your world, for sharing time with you. Give gratitude to each other for being present in each other's lives and being present in that moment with you. We don't say thank you enough. A lot of people just
take
you for granted. And it goes back to taking each other for granted and not saying thank you.
It was yes, sir, and yes, ma'am.
Right. But, you know, thank you for checking on me today. I know you were busy at work today. Thank you for checking on me while I was at work today. Thank you for that good morning text. Thank you for that good night text if you're not, you know, married or
thank
whatever.
Thank you for taking care of the kids today.
Exactly. Thank you for making dinner for me. Thank you for giving me that most insane orgasm. Thank you for laying next to me. Thank you for being with me and putting up with me and, you know, taking the slack when I'm not, you know. We have to give gratitude, because we start losing. It's like first of all, you shouldn't be keeping score, because that's
right.
You're setting yourself
Definitely.
Up. You're setting yourself up for a lot of disappointment and a lot of failure when you start keeping score. Well, damn it, I did this and he didn't acknowledge it. Or
well,
damn it,
for the guys out there, I'm going to say this. You guys out there that really want to go and do it, you want to save your, you go above and beyond and you reach farther than you think you can reach, because at the end of the day, nobody can chop you up, nobody can eat you, but you reach further than what you think you can, both with your job, with your family, and everything all at the same time. You dig deep and you never quit. That's what it takes, okay? That's the end of the world, according to Mike, but you never quit, okay? Dig deep. Chew it up in little pieces, okay? Your job's eating you up a little bit here, all right? Give them just enough to give them off your back. Go ahead. Give some more to the wife. Let the job eat on your ass. That's fine. Take a little bit off of that. Give a little bit more to the kids if that's what the wife is needing. That's fine. Go ahead and do that. Never quit. Never surrender. Always push through. Never, ever think that you are alone. Because I promise you, there are a bunch of old boys out here that know exactly what you're going through and they know exactly what's going on. So.
And, you know, like you said earlier, and I totally agree, if you're not willing to do that, somebody else is.
That's true.
Somebody, if you don't want to take care of...
Somebody's got to never quit, Jane.
Yeah, if you don't want to take care of her, you don't want to take care of him, somebody else is. And that's where you come into that. You've got to keep it red hot and sacred in the bedroom. You got to keep it red hot and sacred with each other. You know, you need to give, you know, gratitude again for being present in that moment, for putting that intention out there to commune with each other and to reconnect, because that morning you were connected. You had breakfast. You smacked her on the ass as she was going out the door. You know, maybe you gave him a little hickey somewhere nobody else could see but you.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is. You walked out the doors. Yes, you're still connected, but you're now disconnected. You've gone separate ways. Now the energy is work. He's at work. You're at work. You're with home with the kids, whatever it may be. And you have to reconnect. You got to give gratitude for being able to honor each other in such a way that it seems deliciously red, intensely hot. And most of all, it is a sacred sharing between just the two of you. And with that intention, you can see that sex isn't a sin. Do you think it's a sin? If you make it that beautiful with each other and go on that journey and honor and cherish and adore, how in the hell is it a sin?
It's not.
It is natural and beautiful, and it's the most insane ritual that two people in love.
It's actually the way God intended it.
Exactly. Oh, we said God.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy, y'all.
You want a spanker?
You know, I always say color me pink and slap my butt. But, you know,
a lot
of people...
I got somebody call her out on it now.
But, you know, a lot of people just... That's when it comes down to... We look at it in a different way. But when you can look at it from this point of view, your relationship is going to be bulletproof. You don't have to worry about him running around cheating on you. You don't have to worry about her emotionally cheating, because women will cheat emotionally before they cheat physically.
Right.
Because they're not getting that emotional connection. To have that emotional connection with a man is fucking foreplay for us.
Yeah.
We need that emotional connection. We need, that gives us that warm, fuzzy feeling in our heart, which is right there by our boobs and makes our nipples hard, and which is takes a direct line down to the clitoris and gets that clit throbbing. And so we're all, oh, you know, yeah, we got that emotional thing going on. But if you're ignoring us or you're not there and you don't give a damn about us, that emotional connection is out. But somebody else is going to be saying, oh, baby, you look good today, or whatever the case may be. And, yeah, that's a whole other show I'll get on. But, again, you want to make sure that your relationship is bulletproof, indestructible. It's you with your goddess and you with your warrior. How much time do we have left? We're down to 6 minutes. Is there anything you want to say?
Well, not much. I absolutely appreciated being here tonight and just offering my 2 cents worth, you know.
Well, I mean, thank you. I've had fun. It just happened.
You know, I mean, I don't pull punches. I tell people how it is, and I don't, you know, you tell me how it is. You know, I don't care.
I think the best thing ever in a relationship is you need to have that open communication. If you're not making me feel like I am your goddess, I need to tell you. You know, you're not making me feel this way. And, you know, we live in a society. If you can get, I'm not going to get political, but everybody wants to get all upset about the wrong things.
Right. They damn sure do.
That's all I'm going to say on that matter. And
strongly, whatever, Republican, Democrat, whatever.
Yeah, you want to make sure, if you can have your opinion outside the bedroom, and you can voice everything outside the bedroom, why can't you voice it inside the bedroom? in a way that's going to keep you connected to your lover. We lose sight of that, or either we just shut down, or we...
Hey, I bet you if we had a good sex Republican and a good sex Democrat, I bet we could breed an independent in between the
two. I'm pretty sure that could happen.
I'm just saying. Because I'm telling you, it could happen.
Nothing's impossible. It's impossible.
I bet there's a couple going on right now. On this radio station. I bet they're thinking about it.
You know, it's like I say, if people just ate more chocolate, had more orgasms, and there'd be world peace. Ate more steak. God, I love me some steak. There would fucking be more world peace.
Amen, sister.
But no, everybody wants to be, no, I can't have this, can't have that. I've got too many carbs.
That's too much. That's bad. That's a bad.
Too many calories, butter. Whatever.
No, don't take that. No, don't do that. No. Lord, that's against the law. It keeps ticking.
That still just gets me. Like, can you imagine if people really... I wonder if people in Coons, Texas are...
I don't think they're completely worried about the police busting in their door.
There's no po-po out there.
But there is a there is a city ordinance against it, yes.
I want to know how you know that.
I researched it. I'm a history buff.
Anything else on history and sex you want to talk about?
We'll talk about you later.
Oh, my gosh, you're hilarious. I've had a blast with you. Thank you so much, wise one. You are.
Yeah, wise one. Okay, well, I'm falling on you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I'm surprised that Elvis didn't have an input. Usually he's right next to me and giving his two cents.
Elvis
his...
feels pretty chill right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's over there.
How you doing,
chilling
Elvis?
Out by the Christmas tree.
Yeah, they're still up.
My Christmas trees.
Which I meant to tell you to take down, but
It's gonna be so. I put my Christmas tree up in September. So
that's
September all right.
It's your world. I'm just passing through.
Yeah. So we are down to the last couple of minutes, and I want to give some shout outs to T's Boudoir Photography. She did my boudoir photo shoot back in November, and I'm still in awe of those pictures. I chased the moon.
And I like it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. She is out of this world, so talented, and definitely is outside the box because, you can call her. You can do her website, teasboudography3.com, or 1.5 minutes, or you can message her. You can go to her Facebook page. Also, holisticsexeducation.com. That is Renee Savant. Again, she is the author of What Your Mama, the Bible, and Porn Never Taught You About Sex. So, who else? Oh! And if you didn't get enough of me here, well, honey, you can listen to me every night on Rock Rage Radio on Keeping It Sexy with Mama Lee. I am spinning amazing music and giving you sexy tidbits and advice on love, sex, relationships, and, hey, more sex. So go get your Rock Rage Radio app downloaded and tune in every night from 9 to 10 Eastern time. And, again... I've had a blast. Thank you so much for being here.
That's right.
Again, you are wise, and you spoke a lot of truth, and sometimes truth hurts for a lot of people.
Yeah, it does.
But, it is what it is. So, next week, babies, the Golden Girls are back. That's right. The Golden Girls are back, and it's going to be fun. You don't want to miss it. Next week, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So from my front porch to yours, I wish you a wonderful, fabulous night. Peace.